let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's been nationally selected as one of the leading books to encourage people living in this time of horrendous upheaval in the world. Apocalypse Here and Now, Are You Ready? Has been called a timely beacon of light for a dark world. The book is of the creation of published author Betsy Fritcha, a married mother and grandmother. She's been wholeheartedly committed to God ever since encountering His love during her childhood in an orphanage. Betsy says Apocalypse Here and Now is an open invitation to seek truth above all the hopeless self-destruction in the world around them. Her book was recently featured in Book Expo America in New York City, featured on Google Search and in Author's Lounge. Betsy Fritcha, author of Apocalypse Here and Now, Are You Ready?, our guest on This Week in America. Betsy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Rick. Good day to you and all who are listening.
Well, yeah, this is such a fascinating book and an enlightening book in dealing with issues that we all have on our minds. Let's start with a little bit of your background. I mentioned you wholeheartedly committed to God ever since encountering His love in an orphanage at an early age. You were like 10 years old. Talk about that experience, because it really has shaped your life, hasn't it?
Yes, it very much has. And the Lord coming to me in an orphanage, He put a song in my mouth, a song in my heart that has never left me. And He came to me at the age of 10, and in a short, because it's in the book, but in a short version, I heard His voice audibly for the first time. And His first words to me were, "Discipline yourself. You don't need that." I was going to eat a snack of pretzels and Pepsi while I was doing my homework, because our parents said we could. And I heard this voice so audibly and reverberated all through me, I stopped and I thought to myself, "You're right, I don't need that." From that point on in my entire life, I started disciplining myself, and I saw the rewards of disciplining myself. And little did I know that this disciplining myself would prepare me to hear the voice of God and how he taught me, my dog is barking.
The dog's in agreement, so that's okay. Betsy Fritcha is our guest on the program, and that's F-R-I-T-C-H-A. The book is called Apocalypse Here and Now, Are You Ready? Her website is heartofgodvoice.com. It's interesting, and when you read the book, and we'll talk about it during the course of the program, that voice that you heard at 10 has continued to resonate with you today. You've used that voice to shape the lives of so many other people. You write that it seems that everything in the world is shaking, and we're all asking a number of questions, why? You give us answers to some of those in the book, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And when the Lord asked me to write this book, I wrote several other books, and at his mandate, I wrote these and had them published, because He wants His voice to be heard above all the other voices that are clamoring for attention, His voice of love and His voice of truth. But when it came to this particular book, I said, "Lord, why would I want to put another book out there? There are so many books out there." And you know what He said to me? He said to me, "Would you do it for the one?" And I thought, "Oh, just one among many. Yes, I will do it for the one." That He wants to bring the one out of darkness into His marvelous light.
And it's interesting with this book, and I think you touched on that, you weren't real excited about writing this in the beginning, were you? It was sort of like, okay, well, why am I doing this? And you got that strong message that there's a purpose behind this, and you followed through with the book. And because of that, again, you're answering questions for many of people that will have a lifelong, life everlasting impact on them.
Yes, that is so true, because there are so many voices vying for attention. And the culture trains us how to hear, most likely trains us how to hear the voices. And there's voices that we have to choose we want to hear. And God wants His voice to be heard above even our own voice. But the culture is just telling us, and most of it is lies and deception, or what we suppose is truth could be what we've been taught that we accept as truth, but may not have been as truth. And I had to learn that and this is a reflective journey. All my books are a reflective journey that the Lord took me on to show me who He was in all His splendor, and especially in His love and His truth. Because as I said, I had some very many turmoil in my life. Yes. As a child being rejected. So he came to me and he showed me who he was. So if he came to me, he's going to come to all of those who will to choose him and his voice above all the voices that are clamoring for attention.
Betsy Fritcha, that's F-R-I-T-C-H-A, our guest on the program. Her website is heartofgodvoice.com. Her book is Apocalypse Here and Now. Are you ready? You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to get information on Betsy's book at her website. It's interesting, and you touched on this. You say in the book you can live in the peace in the midst of chaos. How difficult is that? Because we get caught up in all the upheaval, and sometimes it's difficult to find peace. But you say if we look with our own free will, we can do okay.
Yes. But along with our free will, God created us with a free will to choose. So we can choose to walk in peace. And the only way we can walk with the God of peace is to know him through his word in the Bible. And that is where I found my peace and truth. That the world says truth can be whatever you want it to be. But truth, there's only one truth, and his name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we have to search out that, and when we find him, he is the God of peace that passes all understanding as we keep our hearts and our mind on him and what he has said in his truth of word that shows us truth and his love. So when we have that and we know that peace settled within us, then we have peace in the midst of chaos, and we don't have to look at all the things, and we don't have to listen to all the clamor that's going on around us. We choose by an act of our will, the free will that God gave us, to choose to live in that peace and say, I am not going to get upset today. I am going to walk with the Lord, and I'm going to look in the word and see what his word says to me that encourages me to walk in truth.
And suddenly that chaos turns to inner peace. And you talk about that so eloquently in the book Apocalypse Here and Now. Are you ready? With Betsy Fritcha, the author, our guest on the program. I mentioned you answer whys that people have during this period. Were there surprises when you were doing the research and writing the book, surprises at some of the answers you were coming up with?
Well, I wasn't surprised as much as God wanted to answer the people. The people that are reading this book, it may be surprised to them, because some of these people have never heard these truths. And that is, they are the ones that will be surprised that they can find peace in the midst of chaos. And God always is full of wonderful surprises that are good. He has a plan for all of our lives. He created us to be creative, to be creative like he is, so that we can form our own environment in peace and joy if we choose to. Or we could keep on listening to the voices of the TV and all the things that are the media and all the things that they're feeding us and get all upset. But as for me, I choose to walk in peace and not, I listen to the news, but I don't let it affect me. I just pray for the situations that are there when I see them. And I ask God to reveal his peace and his truth and his joy and love to all people.
If you read the book Apocalypse Here and Now, Are You Ready? By our guest Betsy Fritcha, you'll have some of that calmness that you're detecting in Betsy as we're talking about this. And it's interesting in listening. You talk about how he taught you to listen to his heart, to discern his voice from all the other voices, even your own. Talk about that, because there are so many voices in our mind that are competing for our attention. How do we discern what actually is his and sort that out? Because it leads to a better life if we're able to do that.
The only way that I know of is to search, to go to the Bible, his holy word, because that's where he speaks about how to live in peace and how to have joy and how to overcome your own thoughts. And you have to overcome your own thoughts by dying to yourself to live for him. So life is a perpetual, daily, moment by moment, dying to myself and what I think. And when those thoughts come into my mind, immediately I take captive. And I said, no, I'm not going to listen to that voice. Yes. I'm going to hear the voice of God. And then I've memorized scripture so that when those thoughts that are not good thoughts and are upsetting me, I can right away speak the word of God, and right away I come back into peace. So I just encourage the listeners to get into the Holy Bible, because that is the only truth. And we're being told that it isn't. and the Bible is being trying to put down. But God, we have to have a line, a demarcation of what is truth and what isn't. And the only truth is God in his Bible as he reveals himself.
And I would think the book Apocalypse Here and Now, Are You Ready? Is perfect for Bible study, isn't it? Because you can go through section by section. You can talk about it, and talking about it sort of reinforces the concepts that you're discussing in the book.
Yes, that's very true, because all the books that I have written are based on the Bible and on the Holy Bible of truth as God has revealed it to me since childhood. And I love the Word of God, and it is so truthful, and people, very much so, Rick. They need the Bible.
Well, truth is something that you talk about and deal with, and you say truth shakes our comfort zones and causes us to make choices whether we recognize this or not. And you refer to God as the one who is truth. Talk about the importance of truth and finding out what is true, because, again, we're getting so many conflicting messages. How do we figure out the one that we really should be listening to?
As I said, the Bible is the only truth. That's the standard by which we can measure all what we suppose is truth, because from childhood people are listening to the media, they're listening to voices that may not be speaking truth, but as they speak and we listen, that's only truth we listen to. When we don't know the Bible, then we accept those truths as truth, and they're not. And until we get in the Bible to see what God says and how he reveals himself to be truth, then we're gonna just keep on listening to those lies. And truth is love. In this book I refer to God as love and truth all the way through. I use him as God, love and truth, so because that's who he is. He loves all people, and he wants them to have truth.
And you talk about love and truth, a personal God, and he really wants to have a relationship with us, doesn't he?
Yes, he sure does. And people think God doesn't need anything because he can do whatever he wants. But he created mankind because he was lonely. He wanted someone to have fellowship with. Yes, he made all the animals, the creation, but he didn't have anybody. And we are made in his image and after his likeness to have fellowship with him. He wants to have fellowship with each one of us. And we're each uniquely created. My walk isn't going to be like somebody else's walk, and their walk isn't going to be like mine. But I just love it when we all come together, put our uniqueness together, and enjoy each other for who God created us to be.
Yeah, it's amazing collectively what we can accomplish. Our guest on the program, Betsy Fritcha, that's F-R-I-T-C-H-A. Her website is heartofgodvoice.com. The book is Apocalypse Here and Now, Are You Ready? The book's available at her website at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One review says that you have a unique and powerful way in explaining God's word and the great importance of understanding of how to live in peace in a world that seems to be falling apart. I get the impression, especially when you're talking about the concept of writing the book, getting down and doing it, you've got some help in writing this book, don't you?
Yes. Yes, sir, I do.
How long did it take to, when you got the idea for the book, to actually formulate and write the book? How long a period was this?
Would you believe when I agreed with the Lord to write this book overnight, I just got up in the middle. I was in bed and I got up out of bed and went to my computer and I wrote that whole book in one evening during the night. That is the gospel truth.
That is absolutely amazing. I mentioned the other, do all books work like that? Or is this one where once it started, it flowed until you got to the final page?
Yes, this book particularly, because God wants to reach the one. But the other books, of course, they took longer and they took more. And I have a new book coming out, Millennium Kingdom Age, Truth and Glory, Truth and Wisdom, that's coming out in 2020. And these books are reveal God as he wants to be revealed, as he revealed himself to me. And he asked me to do that. So these books, Israel's Glory Unveiled and Shekinah Glory Reveals Wisdom, The Voice of the Lord Speaks. That the Shekinah Glory book is very unique in that all the way through it is God speaking. And I put down exactly the way he spoke to me, because he said he wanted me to reveal himself exactly as he spoke to me. So that's what I obeyed and did in that book. And Israel's Glory Unveiled is a book that Israel is the time clock for all the end time things that are happening, and it reveals revelation that's never been revealed before. I haven't heard anybody speaking these revelations, because he's only opening them now because it's time to fulfill his word to Israel and the nations. And that's all included in this book.
And that will be available, what, next year? I understand 2020 is the target date for publication.
The Millennium Kingdom Age, Glory, Truth, and Wisdom is coming out in 2020.
And all of the books you will find available at Betsy's website, heartofgodvoice.com. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about what you hope the reader will take away from reading the book Apocalypse Here and Now. What do you hope that we get out of this when it's over? How do you hope it will change our lives?
I pray that people who are walking in darkness will come out of light and walk in and see God's marvelous truth and recognize how much he loves them. These books are written with the person in mind, all of us in mind, and how much he loves us and the truth that he wants to reveal to us that lasts for eternity. We have eternal choices to make every day of our lives, and he wants us to make these eternal choices now by our free will. And I just want to read a word from the Lord.
Yes, please.
It's from Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord, who is supreme God, I am the Lord, and there is no other. I, Almighty God, created the heavens. I formed the earth and established it. I did not create the earth of chaos. I formed it to be inhabited. I publicly proclaim bold promises. I do not whisper secrets in some dark corner. I would not have told people to seek me if I could not be found. I, the Lord God, speak truth. I declare what is right. I am the Lord. There is no God besides me, a righteous God and Savior. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. I speak truth and will never go back on my word. Every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will confess allegiance to my name. I have sworn by my own name. People are declaring, the Lord is the source of all my righteousness and strength. In the Lord, all the generations are justified through Yeshua's holy blood sacrifice. So those who receive him as their Savior and Lord are transferred into his kingdom of righteousness throughout eternity. And that is a mandate from God for all of us to heed, so that we can all live together in peace and harmony and joy and rest for eternity.
Well, a major assistance will be the book that Betsy has written. This is such an enlightening book. It's been called an inspiring field guide for inner peace amongst the chaos. And Betsy watches the news and doesn't get all depressed and upset. So that's a key right there, that you've got some of the answers that we really would like you to share, and you do in the book Apocalypse Here and Now. Are you ready? Betsy Fritcha, the author and our guest, that's F-R-I-T-C-H-A. Her website is heartofgodvoice.com. Betsy, time went by way too quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully when the new book comes out, we'll have a chance to talk again. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick, and God bless all you and all the listeners, and I pray that they turn to the Bible and find out who God is so that they can have the peace and the joy and the rest that I have.
Well, and thank you, for sharing some time with us and talking about the book that will get us on that path, Apocalypse Here and Now. Are you ready? Betsy Fritcha, our guest on the program. Again, our website, heartofgodvoice.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.